Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I must be in the front row. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale. There are very few remaining. Go to RadioAlice.com and grab some. Also, we've got a chance for you to win front row tickets right now. This hour's code word is front, F-R-O-N-T. Take the word front, text it to our contest line, 20357, and you're in the running for front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. This hour's code word is front. Very nice. God, that'd be great, sit in the front row. Okay, I teased this a little bit earlier. If you want to have just bulging legs, just huge upper legs.
I'm already known for my handsome legs, so this will be interesting if I...
What are some of your signature workout moves to get the shapely legs that you've got, Ben?
I think squats are the main one. Like, you know, you do squats, and if you get up the right technique, that's the way to build mass.
Yeah.
You know, you got to eat a lot, though, too. Lots of protein powder, lots of food.
Yeah.
What is her?
Well, it is a squat, but it's like if you had a squat and you made it like really hard.
Like, they're already really hard.
I agree. Actually, sometimes I'll squat down to pull stuff out of the laundry machine. I'm like, well, Jesus, let me climb myself back up here. I have fallen and I can't get up.
I don't even think that counts, but come on.
Oh, like that is not working. So Carrie Underwood, she doesn't just do a squat. She does it with a bench behind her. She stands on one leg. She rests the top of one of her feet on the bench behind her. So now she's got a leg up. And then she has a kettlebell.
All right. So it's like this.
It's like that. Lower, though, Vin. That's pretty high. So like say, you know.
No, I understand. Yeah. She uses the bench, but I'm saying.
And then she's got a kettlebell, whatever those things are called, in each hand. And then she does the squats.
That's good.
It's like a single leg. It's called the Bulgarian split squat.
I like it.
The bulgy Bulgarians. Carrie's, this is her go-to work. She's got like a whole app, a fit, I think it's called, well, whatever. Here you go. Here's free promotion. Carrie, Fit 52. She released the app. Her fitness app's Instagram. All right. So anyway, she and her trainer a few years ago, there is no question that that is a chick who works out her legs so much, and she's now shared it. So, and it is definitely intense looking. I couldn't find any video of her doing them, but I did find some other, like when you Google it, it does pop up some stuff. But there you go. That's the secret.
You know, Vinny was talking about the one-legged pants trend.
Yes.
She's big on that. And you can see why, yeah.
Well, if you had legs like that, if you're doing Bulgarian split squats all day, you'd be like, well, I really do need to not be doing those for nothing.
Yeah.
I actually love lifting weights, but it's such a discipline that you can't, you don't go and do that for an afternoon and then you're done. Like, she's at that regularly. She probably does leg day twice a week.
Oh my God. Those legs, it looks like more to me. And she does it for the whole day.
A lot of times,
takes a while.
If you do it too much, you plateau. So you actually really do want to give yourself rest in between so you can break that muscle down and get growth. She's gnarly. I've seen her legs that, as you say, they're too muscular. They're gnarly.
Yeah, they're pretty muscular. Even in these yoga pants she's got on, I did find a video. It's on the Fit 52 thing. Leg day is the best day, she says. Unfortunately, she just seems to be yapping. Grab a set of dumbbells or heavier weights if you got them, get a bench, and let's get to work. Yeah, I'm not ready to feel the burn, but thank you. So that's just the plane.
She's doing her heels up, though, on that one.
Right. Then some touchdowns.
Good for her.
Oh, God. Here you go. These are the Bulgarian split squats. Those look... Oh, she's got different modifications. All kinds of stuff. That's wonderful. Good for her. She looks sweaty. Very proud of her. You know, I was reading this thing where Katy Perry just totally flamed out. She left American Idol and she really, that was not a hit album.
She's coming back to pop, everyone.
Well, what she's...
To regain her throne.
What she wants is to come back to American Idol, and Carrie Underwood just took over there. And let me see if I can...
Wait a minute. Are you serious? She actually, after not being well-received with her new album, found herself saying, I'd like to go back to American Idol, please?
According to some inside sources, Perry's coming to a sad but inevitable realization. Her time making hits might be over. She, let's see. Oh, they're just going to say some mean stuff about her. Now that her album has flopped, according to this, she's scrambling to reclaim her spot at the judges' table on American Idol. But fans of the show know Carrie Underwood was announced as her replacement. And she's just, you know, looking for them to squeeze somebody else off of there.
Hmm.
But that, my guess is, that's not going to happen. If I'm a betting man, oops, I'm just closing tabs left and right. That's no good.
That's interesting. You know, I didn't know. So is the album actually out yet, the whole album?
Yeah.
Oh, it did come out.
I believe so.
Wow. That's surprising.
Well, she caught some heat because is his name Conan
O'Brien.
No, the producer that Kesha made claims about.
Dr. Luke something Combs.
Mm. Or I just thinking.
Dr. Luke.
Yeah, I think it's just Dr. Luke. Yeah.
She caught some heat, like it's a woman's world and people were mad at her for that. So I don't know if that's why, but it just wasn't super well received. Like she's a hit machine. And
well,
historically speaking, Katy Perry put something out. People are like, oh, the new Katy Perry, I'm in.
She's done big stuff. She did the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. She did the song for one of the Olympics. It was like the song for the Olympics. So she's definitely had big, gigantic, worldwide moments. If that song was as big a hit as some of her others, I think she would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like
people have to like the song.
Yeah.
And more than just like it, they have to love it. I love that song. I'm going to press play on that song.
But then again, you know what? We do see a lot of people who decide to take a stance one way or another about something, and maybe that's the people have voted.
Maybe. Yeah. I just don't know how widely discussed that the Dr. Luke stuff is. I mean, if that could be a factor, but it feels like the average person wouldn't necessarily know who had produced a song.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll say this. There are plenty of bands, like, we don't have time to sit here and name them all, that have had a stinker album or two.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Meanwhile, still having huge hits as well.
Oh, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, I think Katy Perry could still totally tour and people would go to that.
Or she could just go hunker down and try again and write another album and see how that one goes. Do better.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what, but I do know that plenty of bands, even bands I like, where I've been all that album.
That's not the one.
And then the next one comes out and they're back.
Right.
You go, oh, okay.
They're back, baby.
They just took a little artistic, you know, side road for a second.
Well, anyway, back to the original thing here. If you want Carrie Underwood's legs, it's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie Underwood. Bulgarian split squats.
She just stole Katy Perry's job.
Katy Perry willingly gave that job up for her brand new album, and now she wants that job back.
Mm.
Oh, I think Luke Combs might be one of the guys on American Idol. Isn't it like Lionel Richie, Luke Combs, and Katy Perry? And now I'm like, Luke Combs, though, maybe. But I thought maybe I had him screwed up with Sean Diddy Combs. Okay.
Oh, is that your next story?
I don't really want to. Should I?
Shouldn't you?
We could have some fun and just talk about something Halloween-y.
All right.
Let's do that. America's voted on your favorite type of scary movie. Here's what you have to choose from. Psychological horror, like Silence of the Lambs or Misery. Comedic horror, like Shaun of the Dead, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, Return of the Living Dead. Supernatural horror, like The Conjuring or The Exorcist.
I like that.
Vampire flicks. By the way, Twilight's not horror, so you can't just like that.
Vampire flicks have gone the way of Batman movies. There's just too many of them, and it's the retelling of the same damn story every time. So no thanks. But I love those supernatural, I love like the Conjuring where you see a person hanging from a tree and the lady's like kind of there, but not. And what did I just say?
What do you think the ring fits into? Is that also?
I think psychological.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's a psychological one?
I do. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's exactly what I was thinking.
Conjuring, the ring. So that's supernatural horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said psychological.
Sorry.
Because I actually do like, I like all of these though. I like funny horror too. I think that's fine. It's funny that Vampire Flicks was even in there. Like, to me, there's like horror characters, the vampires, werewolves. I can't think of
the
any
mummy,
other. Sure, okay.
Frankenstein.
So like, right, like classic figures in horror. Like, I wonder if they would all be lumped in with the vampire ones. But I agree that I think that vampire things have become romantic as opposed to true horror.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
So psychological, let's see. As far as favorites for America, psychological horror wins. That got 18% of the vote. Next up was 15% of the vote for comedic horror. Supernatural came in third, which to me, these are the true horror movies. The Conjuring or The Exorcist. They list Candyman here. And I always think any kind of, especially, and we've recently talked about this too, like things that involve God and the devil, like those are, you know, there's like no way to fight against that.
I love that stuff. I really love to have the living you know what scared out of me. Mm. I'll take a jump scare. And I fall for him too. Mm-hmm. I will. If you're sitting there watching a movie with me and there's a jump scare, I will. You'll see it in me. They got me.
Well, I get really wanted. Everybody's got their costumes on. Kieran, oh my God, so cute.
What is she doing?
What are you, Kieran? No, she can't hear me, can she?
She can.
Hear me right through the wall. Anyway. I really feel like the supernatural horror, which came in third with only 11%, those are the true ones. Then Vampire Flicks only got 7%.
No, they're the worst.
Not Sure got 8%, and 25% are not horror fans. They said none of the above. And in a related poll, 31% of Americans said they never get nightmares from horror movies. 3% said they always do. Any kind of scary movie they watch heads right over into the bedroom with them. And 22% say, I never watch horror movies. I know people like that. Oh, I don't watch horror movies. Why would I want to do that to myself? Maybe they're the people who would always get nightmares. I always think like, then don't watch the news either because that's like a ongoing horror movie.
I am absolutely like reading before bed, the internet. Is way worse and scarier than anything they can show me.
I'm mad about stuff or scared that will happen to you or, oy, terrible. All right, I guess I can't delay it any longer. You can almost keep the scary music going because Diddy is, what an awful, awful, hold on, I'm going to sneeze again. Jesus.
So would you say that as you read this story, bless you. As you read this story, that there's enough credibility there that you feel like this stuff that this guy's being accused of is real.
I am not going to say that anyone who's making a claim is not telling the truth. I'm just not going to say that.
Okay.
Because I do feel like we have to support victims and people who make claims. But I also think that a very real thing happens when someone huge is accused and everyone starts to pile on that people. It's like, remember when Prince died? This is a totally different kind of story. But when Prince died and it was revealed that there were some other family members.
Oh, yeah. That everyone came out of the woodwork I'm related to that guy.
And I think, did he have a clause in his will that said if anyone who's can be proved to be related to me would get some chunk of change or something? It was something because all of a sudden, like, hundreds of people were like, yeah, I'm taking a DNA test. I think I'm Prince's brother or whatever. And I think like his one sister, I think there was like a one full sister and a couple of half brothers and sisters. And then 5,000, my God, you cannot believe the, I think they're having a parade here at the, they're coming up this way. Ben, you're about to see a giant blow up Unicorn. There we go. Oh, maybe they got snagged somewhere.
That looked like a salesperson.
Oh, I can see the unicorn. Come look through the window over here.
In case you're listening and wondering, there are costumes walking by the studios.
It's the Halloween.
Everybody working here.
Halloween parade. Thank you
and
for clarifying
that's what
that.
Sarah is pointing out.
I just can't. There's a parade happening. Is there a costume contest? Are they going to get some cash?
Yeah, it's at like noon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to wear a costume on actual Halloween.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay. That'll be fun for pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so back to Sean Diddy Combs.
I'm going to try. I'm going to pull out my Jean-Luc Picard costume.
Should. Yeah, well, Maddie's never seen it.
Oh, she actually gets a little frothy. It's nice. I actually, I finally get to feel a little love out of her once I put that thing on.
Oh, stop it. You know I love you. God, men needing displays. Tell me that you love me. I love you. Fine, I love
me.
You.
Mwah,
I love
mwah. He's
you.
Doing his air kisses. Mwah.
Needy. Anyway.
wow.
It's not my fault you're needy. So Diddy is accused now of drugging and raping a 10-year-old boy during an 05 audition. And the reason I sort of... I don't even want to call it a disclaimer. Like, okay, I'm going to just go on record saying, if you come forward and you are making claims, then I'm going to start from a position where I know he's not a good guy. Whether or not I think this actually happened to you, I know he isn't a good guy. And I'm not in charge of deciding if this person's telling the truth or not. And I feel grateful that I'm not. Because this kid did tell his parents after this happened to him and they didn't report it. And I feel like as a parent myself, I would not, that just, there's no universe in which I don't get that looked into and at least take him to the hospital to be examined and to, there are things that they could, swabs and et cetera, that they can take that, I can't wrap my head around being that parent.
I can't either. I actually think that while I might not actually get violent, in my head, I think my initial reaction is one of violence. Like, where is he?
Right.
You know, then of course I realize, oh, that's probably not a house I can get anywhere near. And he may have security.
Yeah,
and
I'm that 10-year-old's dad.
Maybe they're just super stage parents. And they're just like, hey, that this will hurt your career.
I actually did consider that because these are people who brought their 10-year-old to rap for Diddy. They brought him there and he said, okay, you guys wait out in the hall. Your kid's coming in with me. And I don't know how long this entire thing, but there's a lot to this. I mean, I'm not going to tell you all the gory details. You can read it. It's in page 6 if you really want all this stuff. But this is the latest claim. And this kid says that he flew to New York City with his parents in the summer of 2005 for an audition with Diddy when all this happened. By the way, this is a Tony Busby, that attorney, that scuzzbag attorney.
Oh, this is another one of the people he's found, huh?
Yes. The plaintiff claims he met Diddy at a hotel near Madison Square Garden. He says he rapped several songs to Sean Combs, who said, I can turn you into a star. Diddy then allegedly asked the child, how badly do you want to be a star? And the kid says, I'd do anything. I'm a 10-year-old. I want to stoke out my family, I guess. I'll do anything. I'm 10. I can't even imagine what anything could actually mean. And then Combs allegedly had someone from his team give the child a soda, causing him to feel, quote, a little funny after drinking it. Then Diddy told this kid, you have to do some stuff you don't want to do sometimes, before proceeding to force the kid to do something to him. Then the kid says he passed out, and when he woke, his pants were undone and he believed he'd been sexually assaulted. And he said he felt lethargic, cried for his parents. Diddy said that he would harm his mom and dad if he ever told them what happened. He claims in court documents that he did tell his parents anyway and claims they were afraid to report the alleged assault to the police due to fears of retaliation.
Well, yeah, you would be scared of that. And that seems to be what this guy's deal is. He's in the place he should be. That's all there is to it. He's in jail. And
I just feel like that was almost 20 years ago. And think of all the people who could have been saved. If that happened to your kid, I feel like you'd, I don't know.
I don't know them. I don't know. You know, it's hard to know what that's all about. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. You know, my kid she's in little drama classes. Would I do anything so that she could get no, I would not do anything. I would not risk her physical
well-being.
Yeah, in any way, shape, or form for that. Like, it's either meant to be and you're going to go find your way through this the right way by doing tryouts and being talented and make it happen for yourself, and waiting tables and doing what everyone else does, or go find something else. I would never, ever, would you? Of course not.
It's just, it just makes me really sad. Like, if this really happened, what the kid's accusing him of, I'm sad because his parents didn't protect him. I'm sad because Diddy got another 19 years of freedom before we finally, I want everything bad to happen to this guy.
That's one of the weird things about this, is that there seem to be people who've known, and they've been saying, one of the things I saw on the internet was about Eminem, who straight up has said this guy murdered Tupac in his songs. And I guess everyone just assumes, because he says crazy things in his music, that this is just theater.
Mm.
I don't know, but he's clearly pointed the finger at Puffy or whatever he goes by on multiple occasions. And it just went over all our heads.
And why didn't Puffy come back at him? Like, it's, I don't understand this whole thing. Like, and I'm dying to hear the Jamie Foxx stuff. Like, I really want to hear the whole story from Jamie Foxx about why he thinks that Diddy poisoned him and what happened to him, the whole stroke thing. If you haven't heard this, it's just, that's another story floating around. Jamie Foxx did 3 nights shooting a special and apparently has told the story. I don't know if people signed an NDA or something. I don't know. But
there's an update on that. Actually.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, he's now saying that he didn't drug him, or he doesn't blame Diddy at all for that. So he was saying it in the show, but it was a joke. I don't know. I'll find his story. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
That's
this whole thing, though. Every time I see these pictures, I see picture after picture of Diddy, and I just look at his eyes and I just hate him.
Well, he's accused of really awful stuff. So be correct into, you know, not, it's not something you can look at someone and not feel bad about them as a person.
Yeah.
You can't even name one of them. You know, they're all bad. And it seems like these cats love the idea of feeding someone some kind of drug and watching them go out.
Right.
Like, that's the Bill Cosby thing. And you just go,
and then being able to have their way. Like,
you had fame.
Right.
You're Bill Cosby. You don't have to knock people out.
Ugh. So gross. Yeah. I'm just like,
but that seems to be part of the thing, right?
The Halloween costume parade continues directly outside of our, it's fun. I want to say Joe is dressed as Ted Lasso.
Oh, he is?
I think, I don't know.
I haven't
sort of
seen
zipped
him
by
yet.
And I went, oh, is that Ted Lasso? Anyway, there's that. Yay. Please put that guy away forever and ever and ever. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Getting hangry.
Oh.
The must-have travel essential and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
The love, the love. Where is the love? It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fall into 5K a day all this week. Fall into 5K a day. $5,000 with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I was kind of hoping we'd do that. Log in.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. R-A-D-I-O. You know that song?
It's good.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
No, Odyssey. Odyssey. Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Yeah. As soon as he made that one up, everyone just forgot about the whole Mickey Mouse one.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse just fell right away.
Odyssey Club.
Yeah. Log in and listen to Alice for at least an hour a day on the Odyssey app, and you've got a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by us.
Hey, how you doing?
The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Become an Odysseyteer.
Yeah.
Odysseyteer. Odysseyteer.
Play it loud and proud, please.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Mm. Mm-hmm. This one, I just saw it and went, you know what? Speaking of not sleeping, because I never do on Sunday nights, here is something that I thought, okay, everyone's got a little bit of a sleep problem these days.
Yeah.
The 7 best foods to eat before bed for uninterrupted sleep.
Eat these and you'll sleep better. Tell me everything.
I know, right? Okay, here we go. Nuts or seeds with fresh fruit and nut butter. These things are good for you in general, yeah. Right? So I guess before bed, these things, they say, nuts and seeds are a good source of protein and fiber, especially when combined with fresh fruit. Grab a handful of toasted nuts and seeds, ideally ones that aren't tossed in a sweet coating or salt. Rinse a handful of berries or a piece of fruit and have a quick and easy pre-bedtime snack to munch as you wind down. That's one of the things I always do is I got to wind down. And then I got these two little kids that are just, they hit like this certain hour.
Yep.
In the evening time. And Edie will come in.
It's like they need to expend all the energy before they ever can go to sleep.
Do you remember the dance, like pogoing?
Sure.
You remember that?
Sure.
That's what she does.
Just jumping up and down.
I have to force her out of my room. Like, you can't be in here.
You get me riled up, kid.
You're riling me up, and I'm never going to sleep. But, yeah, I'll hug you. And then you got to leave. Like, I can't have you bouncing around.
But I want to jump on your bed. I'm going to pogo on your bed.
Greek yogurt. These are things that are good pre-bedtime snacks that will help you get uninterrupted sleep. Nuts or seeds with fresh fruit and nut butter. Greek yogurt.
Mm.
Hummus and veggies.
Oh, that's funny.
I love hummus.
John makes hummus all the time.
I like it
without garlic, so I like when he makes it. He makes it, it's like really lemony.
No.
Nicely salted.
Hummus and veggies. If you're after something savory, hummus and veggies is the way to go. There are many types of hummus you can choose from nowadays, from chickpea to edamame.
Oh, edamame. Hummus?
Hummus gives you both protein and fiber along with magnesium, a mineral which helps support sleep.
Ah.
Cheese with fruits and nuts. It's like girl dinner over here.
Oh, it's good.
Popcorn.
Oh, really?
Popcorn is a whole grain. You get fiber out of it and some B vitamins too.
But I also want mine loaded with butter and sugar and you know, salt and all the stuff. So,
Well, anyway, this is from something called Real Simple. You can look it up. These are foods that will, according to a nutrition expert, help provide you can eat them before bed and you'll get help you get uninterrupted sleep.
You were talking a week or so ago about like the whole myth of the warm milk is real.
Yep.
Like it actually takes you down.
There is something in milk. Yeah. Yeah. Tryptophan or something like the same thing that they find in turkey. Yeah.
Funny.
This is a fast fact for you.
Oh. All right. You know I like a fast fact.
I take it back. It's actually a quiz.
Oh.
What's the stem of a pumpkin called?
The stem of a pumpkin.
The stem of a pumpkin. What is it called?
The hook.
Nope.
What's it called?
The peduncle.
Oh, the peduncle?
The peduncle.
Penuncle?
Peduncle.
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 Oh, sounds like your creepy uncle.
The stem of a pumpkin is called the peduncle.
It's the grabber handle.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, that's what you would...
Oh, look at that.
I think those are Shrek ears. Is that what I... Oh, it's Princess Fiona.
We really have a whole thing going on around here.
The entire sales department is having a meeting and they're all dressed up.
What's the name of the thing? Is it Mee-Dong or something? What's the name of the little baby hippo?
I don't know.
Mendong?
I don't know the name, but I've seen a lot of video. This is so cute, that little...
Oh my God. It's so like...
Feisty.
You never even know. It doesn't even really look like a baby hippo. It's just like so teensy and weird looking. It's like a total alien.
That's a viral sensation.
So anyway.
Mudang,
that's it. So right outside the door, Sarah Kay is, she's Mudang, and then you got Princess Fiona next to her, and it's adorable.
What is the must-have travel? You're going to travel soon.
Yeah.
What is the must-have travel essential? The thing that people say they've got to have.
My book of Sudokus.
That's your must-have.
I really like to have that.
The number one thing people say they need. Do you want to guess?
Headphones.
Headphones is it.
Oh. Really?
A surprising 42% of passengers rank earbuds and headphones as their must-have travel item.
I do need those. That is true.
Far surpassing traditional comfort amenities like travel pillows, extra leg room, and in-flight meals, they need their earbuds and or headphones.
Right. Well, we want to listen to something and watch something on our phone or whatever. But I like to, I get my my little pencil, the clicky pencil, and my Sudoku book.
And that's all you need?
That's all I need. I can do it for hours.
Oh.
Like just sit there and do Sudokus.
That was me with the coloring book last time I flew. The whole flight went by like in a snap.
And did you frame all your things that you colored?
No, but I did have fun. And then the kids look over and they go, oh, we want that. And then I give it to them. And then a few minutes later, they're like not using it. I'm like, let me get that back from you.
Yeah.
You punk.
Because I was using that.
Yeah, I was using it, gave it up for you, and then you just tossed it aside. And there I am, without what I wanted, and you're not using it either.
Yeah. One time, I was mad because I like coloring too. When my kids were little, they had gone through every single page in the coloring book and just scribbled like orange crayon across.
I'm
like, what is this? What is this? What a waste of the thing I was good at too.
Yep. Oh, I remember my first, this is one of the early lessons of parenthood is there's Isla, little kid, two, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, we're coloring and she's coloring hers and I'm coloring mine and I'm actually kind of getting into it and feeling it. And she looks over and just helps me and just takes and just scribbles across like a spot. I'm helping you. And then just looks at it and then looks away and starts doing her own thing again. I'm like, mother pleeper, I just got mother. Mm. But now you know. Mm. Welcome to parenting, kids. They'll just poop on you. And then nothing.
Literally.
Yeah, like nothing. And then just what? What?
Clean me up, all right? God, what about it? I'm the star of this show. Your sun has set. You're mine. Let's keep this straight.
So true. Soup season.
Oh, John made butternut squash soup last night.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It was delicious. It was just like gently spiced with ginger and sage or whatever BS he put in there. And he did that and crusty bread. And I just was like, this is so, it was what I needed too. I had a bad day yesterday. Just like some warm soup, a little bit of bread. So good.
And then do you have to run to the toilet or
want to know about that?
I lived in the bathroom
yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did. It was not an awesome day.
Oh.
And today is a much better day, but still not totally awesome. Like,
have you gone to the bathroom here yet today?
No.
Okay, then you're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yesterday, three times I went here. I know. It's so awful. God. Just awful. It was a really, really bad day.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for saying
that. You reminded me, though. I had mentioned Kai's earlier, this health food restaurant I used to eat at in San Diego where I lived. They used to make these butternut squash enchiladas.
Mm.
And so that was the filling, was this butternut
squash.
Cubed
up, not squished.
No, squished.
Oh.
No, it's so good.
So almost like they would use that for the enchilada sauce?
No.
It was inside?
It was inside, and it was butternut squash sort of blended. I don't know what they blended
it with. Yeah.
And then, the tortilla around it and a spicy sauce on top with cheese.
Butternut is so good. There was a place near us that did this butternut squash ravioli.
Oh, I'll eat that too.
And it had like a sage sauce, like a brown butter sage sauce. I think it was just like a seasonal special. It was a few years ago. I haven't seen it on the menu since, but damn, I was like, I am a convert. Give me butternut squash.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
If you haven't had a bowl of soup yet this month, you're doing it wrong, they say. This is soup season. It's here.
I really like soup season. I love a warm bowl of soup. Do you make a lot of soup?
No, we don't make a lot. My mom can make, she makes
the best
chicken noodle, like homemade chicken noodle soup. She crushes that. And I have her recipe and can make it, and it comes out good. But it's so multi, you got to put the whole chicken in.
It's a whole thing.
Pull the meat out, separate that, and then you... It's a lot.
You got to make the stock.
But then once you've made it, you've got soup for days.
I know. So good. Oh, so, so good.
Soup-related Google searches always spike in October. And so here are some soup-centric stats.
Okay.
Soup versus stew versus chowder.
Oh, are they not all kind of the same?
I would think. I mean, I know people are bored, though. They're very,
that's true,
very
then.
Bored.
That's a good point.
Let's fight over this.
Right.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Ah, who cares? Like, either hand me one or don't. I mean, really, right?
Does it taste the same? Does it change the taste if I say it's a sandwich, if I agree with you? Dum-dum.
Stews versus chowders. They say stew tends to be chunkier, just so you know.
Yeah, chowder definitely has smaller. Chowder's like the same consistency as a stew. Although, real New England clam chowder is a thinner base than most people think. It's not that gloppy.
It's not the milky one?
It is milky, but it's not thick.
What's the red chowder?
That's Manhattan.
Oh, that's the difference. So it's your New England chowder is the milky
one. It's a milk and butter base with like a, I don't know, Old Bay seasoning, clam juice. It's good.
You love it.
I do. But I'm wicked picky about it because I know from good clam chowder.
Does your mom make the best clam chowder in the history of the world?
She does make the best clam chowder with a butter float. Oh, my God.
A butter float? What does that mean?
Just means like after you've got your bowl in there and you're thin, it's like a thin white broth and potatoes and clams and whatever else crap she puts in there. Then she puts a little bit of melted butter on top.
On top of the three sticks she used to make the actual stuff in the first place.
I don't know how much butter she used, but I hope it was at least three sticks because it is so good. It's like a little butter float on there. A little pat of butter and it kind of melts onto that.
Soup searches are up nationwide this month, but the state that's been Googling it the most?
California, Massachusetts, Virginia, West Virginia.
Florida.
North Dakota. Hawaii.
Vermont.
Oh, Vermont.
Vermont, Sarah. Vermont.
I'm sorry.
Of course.
I didn't know.
The top trending soups were Googling roasted butternut squash soup.
Oh, that's crazy.
John!
I know, John. You're the king of the world.
Acorn squash soup.
Oh,
and
how's
pumpkin
that? What's that
soup.
Like? What's acorn? Oh, right. How
pumpkin
is that?
Soup.
Is that good?
Acorn squash? It's very similar.
Is it? Pumpkin soup? I'll try it. Do you need a special pumpkin? You know how you need a certain kind of pumpkin to make pumpkin pie if you're going to do your own?
You know who knows?
Your mom?
Google.
Oh,
that's where
true.
That came from.
Who needs moms anymore? Got Google.
Sarah, our text number is 800-400-3697.
Yara.
Sarah, butternut squash ravioli with brown butter sage sauce is always on the menu at Sorella's in Fairfax.
I got to go there.
Sorry. T in San Anselmo. App.
Thank you, T and San Anselmo app.
By the way, sugar pumpkins, also known as pie pumpkins, are sweeter, and that's what you should use for pie.
Oh. Is that also what you should use for soup? I did think that the butternut squash soup last night was surprisingly sweet.
I believe you do, because there's, under the same thing, there's recipes for homemade pumpkin soup with pumpkin pie.
Well, there you go.
Lasagna soup is amazing.
Lasagna soup?
What?
Is that just like lasagna with marinara poured over the top of it?
Perfect pronunciation.
Thank you. Sandy, you like that?
Sandy, don't write.
She knows it's true.
Yeah, lasagna soup is basically all the ingredients of lasagna with just more red sauce.
It says lasagna soup, 3 links of mild sausage, 1 diced onion, 128 count can of... Okay, they gave me the whole recipe. Thanks. I give up.
You know what? Google it, everybody.
Yeah, Google it.
That does sound good, though. That sounds like... and I assume we're going to bake that with cheese on top of it, right? Come on. Bake your soup, everyone. Bake it.
Pasta pomodoro.
Oh.
Used to have butternut squash ravioli with a brown butter sage sauce. So
pasta
good.
Pasta pomodoro. Why do I know that name?
Because they were a chain, and have they gone away?
I don't know. I haven't seen one in a long time.
Pasta pomodoro.
My wife starts my crossword puzzles to help me. End quote.
Oh, starts them?
I guess.
And then what, gives up at a certain point, and then he has to come along and finish them up?
Cleans up the mess.
Yeah.
Pasta Pomodoro is no longer in business.
Oh.
Why do you tease us, texters?
Vin, sheets and a pillow are my must-haves. Like you, I won't sleep on hotel bedding. Disgusting. Julie, Odyssey. I don't think it's disgusting.
It's just a lot of work to bring your own bedding.
No, I really don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm sure that everything is clean to the highest possible standards.
I don't even care if it is. You know what? That's a bed. I'm going to be sleeping there.
And people don't go to hotels to do the gross things they would never do in their own house. That's not why they're there.
Yeah, it's not going to. You're going to be fine.
Just bring some Febreze.
La, 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 la. You should bring some Febreze, Vinny. I mean, it's your nickname after all.
As you ruin everything. You know that, right?
Your daughter.
You ruin everything.
I'm going to pin this one on Isla. Sorry about it.
All right. Well, Isla ruined this one.
Isla.
Although she, when I told her the story yesterday when I got home, she was beaming like the future Joan Rivers that she thinks she is. They loved it?
Loved it.
Yeah, they loved it, honey.
Good job, Isla.
They loved it. Yes, they loved it. You guys have ruined my nickname. It's fine.
Isla nicknamed you. Fa-la-la-la-la.
Febreze.
Febreze.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Alice in Winterland, front row tickets.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.